Steve Kukuiu is the Weather Station Program Manager for the NDBC at the Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. He says the buoys off of Alaska's coast are replaced and maintained on a regular schedule. Because that schedule is so far advanced now, the NDBC doesn't have a spare buoy ready for Cape Edgecombe.
So adding a new hull into the mix, they're pretty expensive and pretty time-consuming to prepare, would be a problem at this point. So we'd like to get that particular buoy back.
The Nomad 6-meter buoys resemble watercraft more than they do traditional navigational buoys. They're about 20 feet long, bright yellow, and have the distinctive hull of a boat. Kukuiu says depending on how they're equipped, the buoys cost up to several $100,000. The Edgecombe buoy also resembles a Mars lander, at least in its behavior. It went adrift on December 26th and faithfully reported sea and climate conditions as it cruised north and west up the coast, ducking into Yakutat Bay, then back out again. It finally touched shore about a month later on Cape Suckling, 350 miles up the coast. Coast Guard overflights from Kodiak to photograph the buoy have been unsuccessful due to poor weather conditions, but Kukuiu says the buoy, like a spacecraft, is reporting that it is shipshape.
There's several diagnostics that we look at. We have some health and reporting of the payload, the power, and actually we could tell what sort of position it's in. So it tells me that it's that we're getting a good GPS fix, that it's in the upright position, and it's still relatively upright.
Kukuiu says that currently he's not sure if the buoy is hard aground or if it is hung up just offshore. It's possible that it could be trailing several hundred fathoms of line and chain. Once the NDBC gets a good picture of the situation, they'll discuss the buoy's recovery with the Coast Guard. If it looks more like a salvage operation, Kukuiu says the NDBC will put the project out to bid with private firms in the state. Despite its challenges, Kukuiu says the Edgecombe buoy is not the worst problem the National Data Buoy Center routinely faces. He says that occasionally buoys, particularly in the Atlantic, will go adrift and head to sea rather than to shore. That, he says, is a 10 on the scale of problems with maintaining the national buoy system due to the expense of arranging a recovery ship. The Edgecombe buoy is looking a little more manageable.
Yeah, I would rate this as a 7 or 8. Actually, we had a buoy at the same station that wound up on a beach a few years back, and it was actually sanded in and filled over with partially covered with sand. So that was quite the evolution to get it off the beach. We had to dig it out and then pull it off.
Kukuiu says the critical issue with the large data buoys, like ships, is hull integrity. If they can be pumped out and floated, chances are they can be recovered.